Birmingham. From powering the Industrial Revolution to becoming a pop culture icon through Peaky Blinders, Birmingham has seen it all. But today, the UK's second largest city faces an entirely different kind of spotlight, as garbage piles up on its streets, earning it the label of Britain's garbage capital. An estimated 17,000 tons of uncollected waste now line Birmingham's roads as a bitter dispute between refuse workers and the labor-run Birmingham City Council escalates. The city has been gripped by an all-out bin strike since March 11, following intermittent walkouts that began in January. At the heart of the protest lies the council's decision to scrap the role of Waste Recycling and Collection Officer, WRCO. According to the workers' union, this move would result in an average pay cut of £8,000, $10,300, for around 170 staff members. The union argues the removal of the WRCO role blocks pathways for fair pay progression and may be part of a broader effort to downgrade other non-management roles. Initial strikes were staged in phases starting on January 6, but after the council reportedly brought in temporary labor during the protests, workers escalated to a full-scale strike in March. In response, Birmingham City Council has declared the situation a major incident, enabling emergency measures such as increased street cleaning, extended opening hours at waste centers, and additional crews for fly tipping removal. Defending its position, the council claims that the WRCO role is not industry standard and does not exist in other municipalities. It also refuted claims about the alleged £8,000 pay cut, stating that the restructuring is part of an effort to modernize waste collection services. The crisis has quickly become a political flashpoint. Prime Minister Keir Starmer labeled the ongoing strike completely unacceptable and voiced support for the council's major incident declaration. However, he faced criticism in Parliament, with Tory leader Kemi Badenoch accusing him of avoiding the topic, and independent MP Ayoub Khan slamming Labour's handling of the crisis as disgraceful. Despite ongoing talks, no resolution has been reached. The union confirmed on April 3 that the strike would continue indefinitely, deepening public health concerns and straining the patience of Birmingham residents.